Lessons from the latest parshas Ki Teitzei L'Milchama. So the Mefarshim speak about this pasuk and Chodesh Elul, certainly in a homiletic way, but the pasuk Kipshutoi speaks about going out to war. As we know, Ki Teitzei L'Milchama Aloi Vecha V'Nasno Hashem Elokecha B'Yadecha V'Shavisa Shavio. That when you go out to the field against your enemies, the Lord your God delivers them into your power, and you could take them captive. And continues, if you see an Esher Zivas Torah, v'chula v'chula. Already picks up on this the Baal HaTurim, the Yalkut, Reuveni, the Midrash HaNe'elam, and says that the Milchama of them, and Dafka, why we read this in Chodesh Elul always, is the Milchama of the Yetzahara. And therefore, it's Lashon Yachid in the singular Ki Teitzei. It doesn't say Ki Teitzeu, because obviously we're talking about many soldiers. It's talking about your personal war against the Lashon Hara. Against the Yetzahara. We'll get to Lashon Hara, I think, a little bit later. And it's Lashon Yachid. And I wanted to give a different idea based on this, a number of different pshatim that I found in a wonderful sefer. For the first time, I'm reading it, Utsreis HaTorah, a beautiful sefer. I don't know the sefer, except it is property of the Stanford Plaza Hotel, where I am now, at the NCSY StaffCon conference, written by Rav Elio Chaim Cohen of Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Brak. And the sefer is written not that many years ago, and in 2011, he says as follows. I'm going to give a different pshatim, and I think with each of them, hopefully at least one will relate to us. For me, they all relate to me. I take the first one, the Ksav Sofer's pshat. Ksav Sofer says, it says, Ki Teitzei L'Milchama V'Netu Hashem Elokecha. Why doesn't it say, Ki Teilech L'Milchama? Teitzei is a very interesting lashon. What is this Teitzei? So he writes, Ramza Torah, Es Hasata Dishmaya Hanichus Lodom. There's Shata Dishmaya that is Niton Lodom. Eich Kasher Rotza Lilache Bi Yetzer, Kemosh Amar Chazal, that when a person really wants to fight the Yetzer Hara, as it says in Shir Shirim Rabbah, Hey Bet, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Bonai, my children, my sons, Pitchuli petach echad shel tshuva, if you open up a small opening to do tshuva, right? Kichudo shel chet, like the eye of a needle, ani petach lachem pitchim shehayu agulot v'karnot nichasim ba. If you just open it up a little bit, similar to Balei Machshava say, the balloon, it takes just a small pin, and the entire balloon will burst. I will open up tshuva for you. Says the Ksav Sofer, if you just go out a little bit, teitzei, you don't have to walk so much. Teilech, not teilech. Teilech is going on a long journey. Teitzei, just go outside, just for a moment. Then you will be able to accomplish tshuva. Dirshu Hashem b'hi matzo, you go out and try. He will help you along the path. The first step in all these many step programs, Alcohol Anonymous, I guess, Gamblers Anonymous, whatever it might be, you have to admit something. You have to say, I want to do tshuva. We've spoken this about as well. The idea that our davening during Chodesh Elul should be, I want to do tshuva. I seek to do tshuva. Pshat number two comes from the great Chida HaKadosh. Says the Chida, Ki Teitzei L'Milchama, Ki Teitzei L'Milchama, Ki Af Ki Teitzei Me'atz Mecha V'lo Siyua. It's something from you, it's not a Siyua, it's not, you have to go out and do it, and a trip, and a Gam Az V'natnu Lo Hashem Lokecha, because if you go out, you Teitzei, Elokecha bir hadava yishanu man Hashem. There are people that are not able to do tshuva. Kefi shamruz, the Gemara says in Chagigah Daf Tesvav, Yatzei batkol ve'omeret shuva banai, shuva banim, shovim chutz mi'acher. Everybody can come and do tshuva except for this one person, Acher, talking about Elisha ben Nevuah. So he explains, Biur harav hakodosh, maharach yitzchoki, she'ein hakavana, she'ein, right, you shouldn't think that it's saying everybody can do tshuva except Elisha ben Nevuah. No. She'im Acher haya shav b'tshuva, if he would have just returned to tshuva, lo haya mekablam ha'yisov. No, it doesn't mean that. Eichad davar, but what I'll tell you what it means. Tshuva ha'oyim b'fnei atzmo, hakavana hu she'kel kol ba'i oylam, every person, no matter who you are, color or creed, boy or girl, Ma'irim oisa lachsur b'tshuva ki kol yom, every day a baskel comes out and says, please return to me, my children, my sons. But la'acher, he wasn't ma'irir to do tshuva. That's all it's pointing out. And therefore, the lashon is teitzei again. It's not a lashon of it's so difficult to do. Similar to the first pshat of the ksav sofer. But the petach is open for us. We have to realize the Ksav Sofer says in our first Peshat that we have tremendous Sata Dishmaya, that the Ribbono Shalom gave us this to fight the Yetzer Hara, because I desire, I want to do tshuva. And says the Chida, it's not so difficult, I just have to want to do it. Peshat number 3, the Pirkei Torah says, why does it say Loshon Rabbim? Ki Teitze, we said, the Svarim HaKadoshim, right, is Loshon Yachid, because it's talking to us, not just to the soldiers, but it's talking to the Tzivos Hashem, to each individual. So says the Pirkei Torah, then why does it say Al Oyvecha, your enemies, Berabim? So he answers, Shoyrish Kol Chet, right, because it says V'siyum B'Loshon Yachid V'natnu. The note name it doesn't say. So there are two things here. There is the one shoyresh, the root of all chait, and that's called the Eitzar, the evil inclination. But the evil inclination has the enemies with an S, Lashon Rabbim. Why? B'chol minei tzurot, it comes in every shape and form. Zeh she'amar Torah ki teitzel milchama al oyvecha. Because it has a lot of ways that it comes to us. The Svarim HaKadoshim, right? Our Musa Svarim tell us it can come in both of those ways. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, points out that the guise of the angel that came to fight Yaakov Avinu was the angel that would fight, and it came, the Medrash says, guise of two possibilities. On one hand, it came guise as a friend, a neighbor, someone who says, here, come and join me. And the other was an arch enemy. It says, Rav Aaron, it's Hainu Hach, it's both. That's the Yetzer Hara. Sometimes it's smart enough to know to say, Nu, who do you think you are? The enemy. You think you're so great. You think you're going to do something. Ah, azay chutzpah. Go back to sleep. And the other Yetzer is your friend. Ah, look who's doing me. What a wonderful. You're really such a wonderful person. But let's be honest. Not everybody's as good as you. So you're going to go to Minyan. You have to go to Minyan before you're ready at Tzaddik. It comes in every shape and form, and we have to fight it. Number 4. Chofetz Chaim. The last part of the pasuk says, very interestingly, what? It says, v'shavisa shivyo. says the Chafetz Chaim, why doesn't it say, you return what? Oto, whoever that captive is. O, Shevi, Shivav. Shivo, what does Shivo mean? It's like something that belongs to me. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Adam Sheshav Tshuva Mi'ahava. Someone who does true tshuva, what happens, we're told? The averas that he actually did become his mitzvahs. The bad becomes the good. The rod, the staff that becomes the good staff. And therefore, it's his captivity, it's his Yetzihara that actually becomes his lesson and becomes the good. And therefore, we say that the makam that a Baal Tshuva, or may not even a Tzadik Gomer stands, because he had so many averas and now became mitzvahs. In another way, we can explain this. Based on the Arizal's idea, Shekola mitzvah she'osem harushayim hoichim l'sirta acheres. The Sitra Acheres. Lo dai shelo megia schar aleihem, ella atidim latet lahem hadin al maseihem. The person who doesn't follow the way, he'll be given the din on every little thing he did. But says even better, the Chovos HaLevavos. Chovos HaLevavos in Shaar Kavonos, Perek Zayin, says, let's say a person speaks Lashon Hara. Speaks Lashon Hara, Reuven speaks Lashon Hara about Shimon. Shimon now feels horrible. So you know what happens? All of Reuven's mitzvahs goes, says the Chovos HaLevavos, to Shimon. The Chol Averos of Shimon goes to Reuven. The Omer Rabbi Seinu Kasha Choyze B'tshuva V'akash Mechila Michavero. The true tshuva is not enough to ask from Hashem. Because we know Averos Shabedon Michavero. He gets his mitzvahs back if he does that true tshuvah shleima. So it becomes his again. And that's the famous story that's told in different ways about the Chafetz Chaim. When he got very old, he woke up one chilly morning and there was ice on the ground. And he wanted to get up, kedarko, to go and daven to the Ribbono Shalom. Comes the Yetzihara to his bed and says, don't go to davening, it's cold. Don't you understand that if you fall in the ice, you're not a young kid anymore. You don't just break a bone, you'll break a hip and you'll die. And he's, don't we know, says the Yetzihara, v'neshmartim ma'oid l'nafsho seichem, o'ynes rachman apatre, v'chulu v'chulu, all the good yeshivish terms. Chavetz Chaim says, kimat shemalo, I almost listened to him. But, right away, I was able to kill the Yetzihara off, because I said the following words. From you I learned Yetzihara. K'mo she'ata, just like you, have the job to do, and you will not leave that job, and you'll do whatever you can to make sure that you accomplish your job. I have a job too, and it's called Shachris. Get out of my face. I'm out of here. I think these lessons are very important, even when we read it in a not pshat way, but there's a Yetzihara here. And there's a great response we must have to this Yetzihara, and we must work on it during this time of the year. Whether the idea that we should be thinking about is the Chasav Sofer's idea of Teitzei, of the Sata Yishmaya, the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us this amazing opportunity, an entire month of Kadosh, where he says, just return to me a little bit and I'll help you. Or the Lashon is, it's not so difficult as the Gemara tells us in Chagiga. A Baskel comes and says, Shuvu Banai, your father's looking for you. Just grab onto his hand. The Chidah's Pshat, or the Pirkei Torah's Pshat, Loshon Rabin, because there are different Yetzaharas we have to realize. They're going to get us in every way, and we got to fight it in every way. Or the Chafetz Chaim's idea, that we take with us. We have to realize the great fortune of our averus becoming mitzvahs. And when we do true tshuva, even the mitzvahs we might have lost because of wronging our friend, they become back at us. And we have to realize ultimately what I call the big win. The big win is the small win. The only way a sports team is successful is if they win the first game and the second game and the third game and the fourth. It's not they won the Super Bowl. No. You got to win a good number of games to even get to the playoffs. If you want to get to the playoffs, you want to get to the Rosh Hashanah, you got to set yourself up now to do a little bit of tshuva. The little wins are the big wins. You got to set yourself up recognizing that all your averus can become mitzvahs if you do the true tshuva. You have to recognize the month that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave you, these amazing 40 days. You have to recognize the fact that I have to prepare myself fighting against the enemy of the Yetzer Hara in every possible way. And how can I accomplish it? And ultimately, we have to decide in this month what little wins, which are the actual big wins, will I take with me? Famous story. People who would go to Rabbi Soloveitchik just told about the Ksois HaChoshen. Took the Ksois HaChoshen with him to davening Yom Kippur and says, this is my accomplishment. What do we take with us? What pekelach do we have? Kichu lechem devarim v'shuv alai. Take with you a pekelach, a little bag. The Yetzer Hara is going to go to the Rabbeinu Shalom with a huge bag full of stuff. But if it's your dad and you have a few things that you show that you tried, your dad's going to forgive you. Shuvu banai. Shuvu banim. All these lishoynas are the same. Shir Hashirim, Bonai Pitchule. What are those little things you're taking with you? What have we changed about our lives? I say many times, tshuva is easy, change is hard. What am I trying to do to change? To change my attitude to being able to do tshuva. With that, Amir Tzor Shem, we'll be able to fight the big fight against the Yetzer Hara, the true war of our generation. To each his own item that he should accomplish. But take it in small steps. And with that, Amir Tzashem, he'd be successful to have a chasiva chasiva toivala al tachayim toivim. And see his b'shiyas the kainim, and he'd be amen, amen, amen.